And we're live.
All right. We're on.
Back in the studio, man.
Back in the studio. It's nice. It's finally colder. Yep. You know, we were doing it in the summer. It was horrible.
Yeah, seasons change.
And
years go by.
That's what we're going to talk about for the next hour, you know.
Tide goes in, tide goes out.
How was the weather?
You know, we're all just a little bit of dust in the wind, huh, brother?
What were you about to say?
I was about to read this thing we have saved specifically for this. It was Alec Baldwin's, I'm going to read Alec Baldwin's statement, or sorry, Donald Trump's statement regarding the Alec Baldwin shooting.
Okay.
So this is from the desk of Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States of America. A great president, in parentheses, me, once said, already a beggar.
Amazing.
Once said, I could shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters. Now Alec Baldwin, a total loser, has taken his impression of me to a new low.
Oh my God.
By testing out this theory. Oh. Alec, you aren't me. Now you're going to prison as you should have. Now you're going to prison as you should have because of that awful, terrible job you did on SNL. Parentheses.
Wait a minute.
Parentheses, which I have hosted.
Wait, I'm sure.
This is a real press release.
We're 100% sure.
Donald Trump's PR team put that into an official memo.
I mean, no, I'm not shocked.
And released it.
No, that's like better than Dave Chappelle's last special.
Dude, it really is. It's like, it feels like to me like the Michael Jordan I'm back press release.
It's like just I'm back. And he's 45.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just greatness returning.
I love how he's acting like
now you're going to jail.
Alec Baldwin. he goes, Alec Baldwin's going to prison because he played me on SNL. Like,
are you going to jail for this woman you killed? You should have gone for what your impression of me.
Which is far worse, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, just the opening, a great president, me. Me,
oh, of course.
Yeah, me,
of course. His son is selling those shirts.
What is that?
Donald Trump Jr. selling shirts that say Alec Baldwin, or guns don't kill people, Alec Baldwin does. Some crazy shit like that. Which I kind of, it's funny, but.
It's funny, but it does have that, it has that energy of your coworker who you don't want to talk to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, if you saw somebody wearing it not as a goof, that's a horrifying person.
Right. It'd be the guy who comes up, he's like, did you hear what Sleepy Joe did again? You're like, oh my God.
Did you guys see that, the Marine who prevented a shooting at a gas station?
Yeah. We grabbed the kid's gun out of his hand. Yeah. That was great.
So, yeah, there's like a hillbilly, white hillbilly at a gas station, like a 30-year-old Marine, and he's ordering, and he's just like wrapping it up with his local guy talking, you know what, bullshitting. And then behind him, the door like just gets kicked open, and a young black kid and a couple of his friends come in with like a gun out, and the Marine, just total hero move, reacts in an instant like a superhero. Disarms him, takes him down, blah, blah, blah. National hero. He's all over the news, celebrated as a hero. He shows up at the press conference, Make America Great Again hat.
Of course.
like a Fuck Joe Biden shirt.
That's just great. Yeah.
Everybody was instantly like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
They're like, you're not a hero.
Yeah,
it is funny. Just every person in the military is that. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, what are the people, even the cops at the January 6th riot were probably like, that's what they were like, you know, come on, get in here. Go kill Nancy Pelosi for
me. I got a Q shirt underneath this, like Superman.
Half the cops that worked at the Capitol, they show up hours early to look for the tunnels.
Even that black cop they chased, he had a little Fuck Joe Biden
shirt.
He
had a vibe to him, too.
Yeah.
He was leading them.
Yeah.
He was leading them up. He was like, you know.
Yeah.
That
was a great time.
You know what I can't really imagine, though? And I hate to sound anything like an alt-right guy or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But you know what I can't imagine ever?
What's that?
Somebody stops a shooting like that. They go to the press conference and it's like AOC.
Right.
You know, it's like, I love AOC.
No, yeah, right. You're not.
They're not wearing the Protect Trans Kid shirt.
Right.
Yeah. It's like,
but
yeah.
So, what is it? I guess they're just not heroes.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, they're
I think they're all cowards.
They're all cowards.
They're internet.
Listen, don't sound like an all right guy. Every liberal person's a coward.
Don't want to sound all right, but if you support AOC, you're a coward. Right.
I'm sure they're saving lives, stopping shootings.
Yeah.
And then they just don't go to the press conference. Or they keep it quiet.
I don't think they're stopping shootings.
No, I don't think so either.
I was trying to say that, and I don't think so either.
Yeah. No, they're not. They're not stopping anything. Well, that's but making America great.
They're stopping the damn election.
They're fucking stop this. Stop. Listen, enough of the shit. Time to stop the steal, folks.
We can stop doing the bit where we pretend we're conservative. We're conservative.
We're going on month 9 of the election being stolen. The Dominion voting machines were faulty.
The guy who tweeted Trump, save me, President Trump. I got COVID and I'm dying.
I mean,
listeners think they know Devin, by the way, from the podcast. But if you hang out with him long enough, inevitably it becomes Dominion Machine.
Oh, all I do is talk about the Dominion machines and how they were faulty, especially in Phoenix and Mesa, Arizona.
You go upstairs, it's just 6 Semper Tyrannus flags, that big yellow snake.
I'm the only guy that is a Make America Great Again guy that doesn't stop shootings. I also do the shootings. Did you guys see how much fucking ammo was on the set of that Alec Baldwin movie?
No.
Dude, there's like thousands of rounds. There was the armorer was Dylan Klebold.
Stephen Paddock
Stephen Paddock was the fucking AD.
Yeah. Always walking around with the eyes closed. Here's your gun, Mr. Baldwin.
Stephen Paddock's just like, cold gun. Cold gun, shoot it.
Cold. My brother's watching child porn. 80 terabytes or whatever insane number the U.S. government framed him with.
He goes, guys, I like this shot, but wouldn't it be better like up on a balcony? They go, Paddock, it's a Western. Like
the whole on set, he just keeps going up to Alec Baldwin. He keeps going like, you ever been to Mandalay Bay? That's my favorite hotel.
What's your favorite hotel? You like concerts? Big fan of concerts.
You like a lot of people real tight in a space.
Hey, Alec, you like Trace Atkins? Huh? You ever thought about the types of people that show up to a Trace Atkins show and how they deserve to perish under a hail of gunfire?
Easy picking. You ever just think about how...
What? Easy picking what? Nothing.
Nothing. You ever just think about how the cops would just sit out in the hotel lobby for 20, 30, 40 minutes while you just fired round after round?
You ever want to game police protocol knowing that they have to wait while you unload?
You ever get sick of having to fire guns in a sanctioned environment, Mr. Baldwin?
Mr. Baldwin, by the way, love 30 Rock. big fan of The Rock.
Love 30 Rock.
Yeah. You were great.
Oh, man. But yeah, no, they also, did you guys see the pictures of the lady that's the armor?
I have seen her, yeah. That she's definitely not stopping any shootings.
Oh, no. She looks like she runs an open mic in Brooklyn.
Who is it?
Her name's like Hannah Gutierrez Reed or something. Yeah. She's got like purple hair, and she just looks like a classic, like, you know.
But what was her position?
She was armor.
Armor, who's like kind of responsible for this.
It was her second job ever. Her dad was a legendary armorer, like on Gunsmoke.
Right.
Back in the day, towards the end of his life, he just pops out like one last bit of cum and then makes
this
Hannah Ramirez Gutierrez.
Hannah Gutierrez, whatever. She probably changed her last name to Gutierrez.
Right,
to get a
exactly.
Job.
So like, you know about guns.
Yeah.
Come in.
It's
I didn't even know that like an armorer was a position.
Well, it's hilarious. If you look at photos of her in the last 3 weeks, it's all her holding like rifles and pistols, like looking into the camera. All the guns they were using on set.
Like loading real bullets.
Yeah, loading
into the
bullets.
Gun.
Yeah. And like, it's.
She's like Travis Bickle.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
She's like in a mirror with a gun.
Just blowing that guy's hand off.
She goes, I love my new job. Like, she's all twisted.
They were firing guns on set, like, before. Like, they were, like, shooting range and shit.
That's how the live round got in, is they had a cold gun. It was checked. They put it on the table. And then the PAs just had a little, during lunch, they're like, let's go shoot the guns. And they just put real bullets in them.
Yeah.
What?
Use them for target practice. The girl didn't check. They handed it to Mr. Alec Baldwin. They said, cold gun.
Yeah. And he's like, what if I did it like this? And then it went off and shot the director and the cinematographer.
Jesus.
I've seen pictures of her. She could claim the Twinkie defense. She could, you know.
She's like, this fast food got to her brain.
He goes, I don't know. I mixed up.
My hands were slippery.
My hands were sticky.
From all the saturated fats.
A live round was stuck to the frosting. I just fell out.
I thought it was a sprinkle, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't get over that story. I'm sorry, rest in peace to the lady. It's horrific.
We don't have to pretend.
We've been making COVID jokes all year and millions are dead.
That's right.
Okay? I like to do the Tom Cruise speech from Collateral. You know, one fatso dies and you get your fucking panties in a bunch. What about Nagasaki, Hiroshima? Right.
It was literally like I saw... my brother sent me the sheriff's press release because that was how it broke. Like, Mr. Alec Baldwin had shot and killed. And I sent it to like maybe 50 people, just like LMAO, like all caps, 14 O's. I'm like, in the back of my head, I understand this is a tragedy, but it's fucking Alec
Baldwin. It's Alec Baldwin. It's just hilarious.
If you're not laughing at this story, you know, in 2021, you're a fucking idiot. I mean, you're like a loser.
If you're not laughing at it, it's just because you have a hard time because of how soon it is. But in 5 months, it goes into the realm of like, that's just hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's a hilarious headline.
It's just funny.
It started funny.
It's just so funny that Alec Baldwin, he got all like this hype for playing Trump and like doing all this stuff. And then it's like he's beat up like 8 paparazzi people. Mm-hmm.
He called them homophobic slurs.
Yeah, he called them faggots. He called his daughter a fat pig.
Trash Amaganza.
By the way, was 11 years old.
11, he calls her
and he leaves a voicemail like he's talking to like Ari Gold.
He goes, you son of a bitch, you embarrassed me. How does the last time, you little pig?
It's like he's talking to like the Uncut Gems, like diamond merchants. Like, you try to fuck me, you cunt. And you're like, good. Oh my God.
I re-listened to that. When he has the nerve to go, I don't care if you're 12 or 11 or whatever you are.
you're like, oh my God, why are you calling
a child like this?
I remember watching him go on Letterman. He goes, you know, I always tell, and I hadn't listened to the voice message yet.
Yeah.
I remember him going, you know, I always tell people, don't judge a family until you're in it. And then I listen to the voice, and it's like him going, you fat pig cunt. Like, what are you talking about?
Can we play the pig tape?
We can get it on your phone. I could just put it into this.
I tried that, and I couldn't find a good one on YouTube. Try to find
Alec
it.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, it might be removed.
Voicemail to daughter. No, I listened to it the other day. I listened to it to go to sleep.
That's his white noise machine.
Right.
ASMR, Baldwin, the pig tape.
Okay, and I want to leave a message for you right now. Because, again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday. And once again, I made an ass of myself trying to get you a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go when I make that phone call. At 11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone, at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on, I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you
this game.
Is 11.
He's talking about her like his 11-year-old daughter like pantsed him on stage. Right. she pulled his pants down and was like, look at my daddy's little dick.
Right.
Who talks to any kid this way?
He's talking to her like she's a little salesman in Glengarry Glen Ross.
Exactly.
Like they're in a Mammoth movie. You've embarrassed me.
You've embarrassed me. Yeah, it's like, always be closing, you cunt.
She goes, ballet is for closing.
Here.
For the decency, as a human being, I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old, or that you're a child, or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care about what you do.
Who is the mom basing her?
Mm-hmm. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day.
When I come out there, I'm going to shoot you.
I have prop gun murder excuses. They don't convict.
I don't know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. You made me feel like shit. And you made me feel like
crazy. You've made me feel like shit.
Again. And this crap you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your mother, and you do it to me constantly and over again. I am going to get on a plane, and I'm going to come out there for the day, and I'm going to straighten your ass out when I see you. Do you understand me? I'm going to really make sure you get it.
Can you imagine getting this voicemail at 11 years old from your dad?
He booked it.
Put it on your calendar.
Yeah, I'm sending you a Gmail invite to kick your ass.
Remind me of your Gmail, you dirty little pig.
Boy.
Well, it's to leave that on a voicemail. I mean, what is the live phone call sound like?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boy, but I can tell he fires from the hip.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I picture? You know what I picture is happening now in that house is... It's kind of a grim environment because the tragedy just happened.
Yeah,
sure.
And so he's been staying home. But when the family gets back, he's just kind of in the den and the lights are dim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got a whiskey.
Yes.
And what he's drunk. He's drunk as hell. And he goes, his daughter walks by.
His daughter walks by the corridor.
He goes, "Do you hear what happened on set, pig?"
Yeah, big beard. Yeah.
She goes to the kitchen. She gets some Smuckers. She goes back to her room. She walks by the corridor, and he's holding the little handgun, like Gran Torino, and he goes, he's eyeing her. He goes, "Pow! Pow! Pow!"
And she's just like, "You're so weird, Dad."
Right.
She just walks by.
She's like 25 at this time.
He's like Daniel Plainview at the end of There Will Be Blood. Just shooting at the stuffed animals, it is. "You're a pig in a basket. A fat little oyster in a basket."
He goes, "You hear they're not even going to prosecute."
He goes,
"No consequences. He goes, I can kill.
It's the armor's fault."
You hear what they're saying?
You hear what they're saying about the armor?
It's her fault.
It's horrible what he did.
He turns into Zimmerman after he got acquitted. He's just like, "I'm a god. I can do anything." You are right. He has a big beard and a scotch that's almost falling out of the glass.
Yeah. Dude, what if Alec Baldwin becomes like super like Republican now because they're the only people that accept him for like being into guns?
He pulls a reverse OJ.
Exactly.
He's going down to Waffle House.
He's at a QAnon rally. Right.
Doing an impression of Joe Biden that sucks.
Yeah. He really is getting what he... It's not what he... Not, I mean, obviously, nothing.
Right.
No, it's horrific
God
what happened.
God used this woman to punish Alec Baldwin.
Devin was about to say that.
Did it? No, I never said anything of the sort. What I'm saying is it's the reason it's funny is because he's not just any guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the news for the last 15 years as being, like, such an asshole.
Right.
And such a self-important, smug...
Yes.
You know...
In Team America, he was the smug guy. In Team... Like, 2004.
Mm-hmm. Forever he's been.
If you're a public figure, it's already allowed that you can make fun of him for even the deaths and stuff like that. But
right.
Then if you're a really smug public figure, it's like now anyways, fair game for everything.
Right.
You know?
That's
he also had another scandal this year where his wife was pretending to be Hispanic.
That was
she's
amazing.
Like a white woman from like England.
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, Alec," like doing like fake Spanish and accents.
His wife found it hilarious.
What is that?
No, found it hilarious.
Why don't you go take a walk? Take a breather. Get some fresh air.
Sorry, I was like, is that some bad comedy?
It's one of the worst jokes I've ever said.
He sucked the air out of the
room. His wife is a goddamn fake.
It's a hard left turn.
It's actually
Hilaria won't be celebrating Dia de los Muertos this year, though. I can tell you that. No Day of the Dead in that
house. You ruin a holiday.
You ruin the Day of the Dead. Like the day that my people, like, they celebrate the dead. And they go like la cucaracha.
Don't use your fake voice with
me,
bitch.
Don't you use your fucking fake fucking beaner accent.
Why don't you go make me a fucking... He's Batman.
You go make me some huevos rancheros, you fucking fake. I've had to put up with your shit for too long.
Yeah, or just dress like Charo.
There is something so funny.
I have to... our producer here is a wonderful Hispanic man, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And also, I'm Mexican as well.
Right.
What are you? What is it?
Argentinian.
Argentinian, yeah.
I work with a lot of Mexicans at my job.
Yeah, no, no, no.
And Jace works with
I work with a lot of Mexicans. Yeah. They do all my insults.
Also, I'm allowed to say it because she's not.
Right, exactly. You're making fun of a white woman.
She's white. From Boston.
She's a fake.
Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a racist. Yeah. She said that.
It is a very funny just to like, how do you get caught in that lie? Like, do you just go, do you go for like the talented Mr. Ripley or does it like a slow...
Yeah, you just like one day you're like,
I think probably
how did they find out?
Like,
about
I think
that?
You could look her up and just be like, oh, she was born in Arizona or whatever.
I think there was like an investigative California. Article. And
well,
then,
it was Boston, like the whitest place. Yeah, exactly.
If you look at her parents, they look like fucking, you know, Gene and like Elmer Fudd.
Yo,
like, they're just the whitest normal.
Her,
normal
she's white. Yeah,
I don't want to say normal.
Her parents are wasps.
Yeah, like, no, literally.
They're like,
literally
she's
wasp.
Like a wasp.
Yeah. Like her dad's like, hey, Elmer, nice to meet you.
Yeah, yeah,
like a
yeah.
Firm handshake.
Yeah,
like
exactly. That type of guy. They go sailing and shit.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Who's the MMA fighter that
she goes like, we did not go sailing. We came over here on rafts.
We were on a catamaran.
I came over here with Elian Gonzalez. And then I met Mr. Baldwin. He jumped in the ocean.
I get in the bathtub. I come to this country. Just piecing together every stereotype she can think of.
What if Alec Baldwin's whole house is just full of bullet holes? Every night he gets drunk, he's just firing.
Yeah, like Elvis Presley's house. Yeah. Hunter S. Thompson, yeah.
Goddamn son of a bitch.
But yeah, I really can't get over this story. It's just
yeah, it's a perfect story.
It's
really.
Insane it's happening at this day and age.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember when it happened, I was like, I just can't wait to hear Trump talk about it. I really can't. I didn't vote for the guy, but it's so funny.
That was worth it all.
Yeah.
I can't believe I missed that. That's like the funniest thing I've ever fucking heard of.
Well, they
life.
Hide him. Now you can't. It's actually kind of hard to find out it's hard to find out what our leader says these days.
He's the president of the United States.
The president of the United States.
Yeah. He does his press releases from time to time.
Yeah.
Where do they get released? He doesn't have Twitter.
Well, he just released like any.
It's like on
you
Patreon
know.
Or whatever. Yeah. It's like he's on his own. Like,
yeah, Trump's on Cumtown.
He's got his own website. Trump was on El Chapo last week.
I think that's very gay, actually. What if Slimer from Ghostbusters was gay? He's just doing. Yeah, you get it.
No, we get it. Yeah, I mean, it's just so funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, what's weird is that I have 10 South Dakota friends that usually text me in a quote like that and just go like, look at you hear what you're like. This is the best shit ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get anything. And that's maybe the funniest thing he's ever said.
That's
or done.
Probably because they're probably like, it's you know, the woman died. It's a little too soon.
No, you don't know my friends.
Okay, well,
that's not it. I think he's just getting censored.
Maybe, possibly. I mean, my brother sent it to me instantly. So
well, Ben's on the fucking dark web.
Now Ben's on the email chain.
Yeah, he's
getting the ping from your president, Donald J. Trump.
Man, I don't even know what else the fuck, what else happened this week besides that. I think he,
yeah, nothing important. Facebook, of course, is in the news, ladies and gentlemen.
What did Facebook do or something?
Facebook, they're getting investigated. They had all those papers leak and a bunch of employees are coming forward.
What is going on at Facebook?
It's about how like their algorithms are designed literally to shift people into either like alt-right or extreme leftist camps.
To create a culture war.
It's just because it makes the site stickier. Just literally people stay on it longer. So it's like, you could Google like Alec Baldwin, cool, and it's like, all right, in 3 months you're going to chop your own dick off and give all your money to a black family next door, or you Google Alec Baldwin bad, and then in 3 months you're taking horse paste and storming the Capitol, shooting a cop. Right.
It rewards engagement,
yes.
Commenting, arguments, because that gives them the most ad revenue.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. So it was like statistically kind of driving people apart politically.
Right.
They have that, a couple other things, like their moderators have to sit in a room and watch all these videos that get uploaded, and it's like, oh, a video was reported, let me check this out. Oh, it's a kitten getting its head cut off. Okay, we'll remove that. Next video. It's a retarded kid getting raped to death. We'll take that video off. And then they just do that for 8 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
Was there a big smoking gun where it was like, oh, they left. They didn't delete that one.
No, I think it was. I think it's that a lot of those employees are now coming forward and like, hey, I want to kill myself because of all these videos.
This was essentially torture.
Yeah, exactly. This is what they would do to people in Guantanamo Bay. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm getting minimum wage from Zuck.
Right, from the Zuck.
Yeah.
So they're rebranding.
They're changing the name, literally, of Facebook. What is it going to be called?
It's called Meta.
What?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I just realized I've just been out of the loop. I haven't heard about any of this shit.
Mm-hmm. I saw Jace's drawing this morning about it, but I didn't know. I honestly didn't
which
know that
the
was
QAnon
real.
People just went at me.
Did they today. Really? Like, that's woke?
I had a lot of comments that were, well, it's because I did something about vaccines in it.
Oh.
So you do anything about vaccines, you have a lot of people be like, no, that's fine. I'll take my horse base. You can be a liberal fag if you want. It's like, I don't, dude, you make 20 grand a year, dude. I click on your picture and it's you like calling a dog your wife. Like, what are you, what are you doing having opinions, you idiot?
Are you talking about Devin's fans or?
Yeah, you making fun of my. No, God, everything's so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Meta, terrible name.
Meta's horrific. Yeah. Just end the company.
Yeah. I suspect that that will never happen.
Like, still making
I don't think
money?
That's going to happen.
Facebook's going to be around forever?
No, oh, no, I don't the name think change? They're going to change.
I think
name.
Facebook is like, it's kind of like, you know, like that Big Bang Theory where everybody's like, who watches it? And it's like 100 million people watch it.
Right, right.
Which is nobody you talk to because they live in, yeah, all it's the flat people. States. Yeah, it's old people and people in Ohio.
It's like Chipotle changing its name to Qdoba or something. It's like, what, just keep, who cares? Like, what?
It's such a, why would
do they think, honestly, is there something legally where they can't get charged or something if they have a different name?
No, I think that's like a very, like, cartoon defense. That would be very funny where they're like, Your Honor, that was Facebook.
We're not, who's Facebook? We're Facebook. Meta.
Are you talking Your about Honor. Meta?
Your Honor, I have never heard of Facebook.
You double check the documents, Your Honor.
Your Honor.
You can look at big LLC Southern Meta.
Colonel Sanders is Facebook's
right. Your Honor, does
team.
This look like Mark Zuckerberg to you and his big wig, coconut bra, big red lipstick, like Bugs Bunny dressed as a woman? This is his sister, Rebecca Zuckerberg, Your Honor, who is innocent.
Oh, man, but yeah, Facebook's, I go on Facebook every once in a while, and it's just like fucking, I mean, it's just
Facebook?
The biggest.
I still have it, yeah, just to, I don't even, I just use it for Facebook Messenger, because I have a couple friends who,
if
you have a friend who is poor and has a Samsung, you pretty much have to do Messenger.
Right, yeah.
Right.
I'm not kidding, honestly, every time I get on Facebook, I see like three different people that got something amputated.
Yeah, no, it's
the whole website's just for recent amputations.
Yeah. It's my Uncle Billy Bob who had to cut his head off.
It's unbelievable. It's astounding. Yeah. It's just like a guy, every time I go on, it's a guy who's on a hike. He's like, first hike since the accident. And he's holding, he has like an IV.
Right.
And he's holding his the bag. And he's like, Runyon Canyon was a delight today. Big. Might be my last time.
All this poster, like voice to text. He's like, Facebook has the best accessibility. I would rather be on a different app.
So somebody just literally, it's a torso, a headless torso that somehow they've created eyes and a mouth for, like on their breast, and they're like, finally checked out Howlin' Rays. Postmates is an incredible technology. Yeah. And you're like, God, what a website.
It's
Facebook.
It's Justin Long at the end of Tusk. Just checking in safe from the hurricane, everybody.
I guess Terry Schiavo just checked into creation.
Terry Schiavo just checked into Facebook. She's inviting me to play Farmville. Which, oddly enough, died the same year she did.
Right. Yeah, I will log on, and it's a lot of mostly just people back home like, hey, everybody, pray for Rebecca. She got sucked up by the tractor combine, and we had to bury her in a bag, y'all. So just keep Rebecca Fergator in your prayers, everybody.
She had a good burial. We put her in a potato bag. What was left?
What was that? It was, so we prayed to the Lord Muhammad that we all worship, y'all. The Lord Muhammad, y'all. I told you, I didn't know Muslim people growing up in Texas.
You did?
Like Texas Muslims, yeah.
Wait, what?
They were from Chicago originally, but it was, yeah, the Abdullahs.
Like one family.
One family.
I thought
they
were talking about there was like a community.
No, they lived out of town, and we would go visit them because their kid was my dad's point guard.
Oh, he was good.
And they'd be like, he was good. Yeah, he could really play. And then they'd had a couch with no legs so they could pray. And I was like, that's weird.
Oh, fuck.
Can I go look at your chickens? And they're like, you can look at the chickens, yes.
Did they, accustom themselves to American culture, or did they like?
I mean, they could. They would
kind of have to.
We
right?
would like go to Burger King and get it, but she's wearing the thing on her head. And
but there's like nowhere to go to get like their type of whatever food that they eat.
Their
like,
daughters won the state championship in doubles tennis.
I don't
tennis.
Mean it that way. I meant like I don't. You just said Muslim. I'm assuming they're.
Oh yeah, they're not
Middle Eastern or
yeah. What, they're not like there's not like a big. Guy with a big turban.
Yeah, but I'm saying they can't
go. Not a big
go,
snake charmer.
There's not like an Indian place in town. Or there's
no,
not,
yeah,
like,
not
a place where they can go make bombs.
Yeah,
right. So then you never had like bomb paneer or like.
Yeah, they weren't going to Dune in Atwater Village. Yeah.
Chicken tick tick yeah. tick boom.
Yeah, yeah.
TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah. Do we eat chicken yogurt?
This is so racist. It's like Indian people aren't even...
Right. That's what I think Muslims are.
Such
I was like, you know
shit.
Muslims always doing the snake charming.
You know
charming.
Muslims and their Bollywood the bullshit.
The rubies.
Slumdog Millionaire, more yeah. like terrorists. Yeah.
I'm watching Aladdin. I'm like, get it. He's going to fly the carpet into the towers. Get this bullshit out of here. This bullshit.
You know, some
terrorist.
People think he wasn't even on that carpet.
Some people say it was CGI anime. Yeah. The whole thing was anime.
Goddamn right.
I know that genie's non-binary. Fucking fruitcake.
Rugs don't melt steel beams.
No, well, we would go to like Burger King and stuff, but their daughters won state doubles tennis wearing the burka.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was powerful. Crazy because it's in Texas. It's like 110 degree heat. They're like almost like dying of heat exhaustion.
That's empowering.
And then their dad, who was a black Israelite in Chicago, but like got run out of the church, would just be on the side of the court. And he's smoking a cigar, and he's just teaching me about foolishness.
The dad's a black Israelite.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. What was Malcolm X in?
The 5% or the 5%ers?
The Nation of Islam. Excuse me. The Nation of Islam.
So much different.
Yeah. My apologies.
I was gonna say you're talking about the most interesting family of all time. They're still amazing.
Still amazing.
But go on.
Yeah.
Dad's a MAGA guy. Right. The wife is a Nation right. of Islam.
They were the United States of Al was based on their life. By the way, did you see the commercial for the United States of Al, the special episode where Afghanistan gets invaded?
No.
Do you know what show I'm talking about?
I don't even
about?
Know what you mean. Yeah,
there's
what
a is CBS the... show called The United States of Al.
I saw the tree.
Starring Al? A-L?
A-L. So it's a guy named Al.
He's just like a regular gut Joe?
It's about a soldier who befriended this guy named Al in Afghanistan.
Oh.
And he moved back home with the family. It stars Hank from Breaking Bad is the dad who comes. He's like, hey, Al, what are you doing? Blowing up a goddamn building or whatever? Fuck you.
Uh-huh.
And then Al's like, come on, man. What are you fucking my ass? No.
Now, has anyone made the joke like that his last name is Kata?
Yeah, I think that's literally the joke.
It's got to be
it's
the
like
point,
the United
right?
States of Al. And it's a Chuck Lorre from the big guy.
Chuck Lorre?
Yeah, Chuck Lorre. Sitcom.
Two and a half brothers.
Two and a half men.
Two and a half men.
Yeah.
What
are that? The BET spinoff. Two and a half brothers.
Two and a half brothers. We got to get this little man some pussy.
It's
now I gotta
Kevin
teach,
Hart. Yeah. It's the little guy.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's the kid.
Yeah.
I got to teach the little brother not to come during
it's the
sex.
It's the Waynes and Kevin Hart. Right. Yeah.
Kevin Gates taught us that coming during sex robs a man of his purity.
So who plays Al?
It's just some probably Indian guy pretending to be Middle Eastern okay. or whatever. I literally don't know any of the actors other than Hank. But it's funny because it premiered this year, and then like 13 episodes in, Afghanistan literally gets like taken over, and people are falling off of planes,
yeah.
and getting beheaded.
Have they continued the show?
So they did a special episode of the invasion of Afghanistan. I only saw the commercial for it.
Oh my god, we have to.
It's
watch
like
those
you should pull it up honestly. Just like if you can look up the United States of Al, Afghanistan invasion.
You got it, kid?
Yeah, let me see if I can look it up. You guys got to talk though.
Well, I'm very excited about this clip.
My last Google was Buzz Lightskin because of a meme I saw. I was trying.
Is
to
something
find.
Going on with Buzz Lightyear? By the way, is he back?
Or oh, they're yeah. making a movie on him.
They're making a movie.
What is Buzz Lightskin?
So it was a meme I saw that was Buzz Lightyear in the trailer, and he had a fade, and it said Buzz Lightskin.
Oh my god!
And I thought it was funny, so I googled it.
Buzz Lightskin.
Chase is the silliest man.
Like, he's like, it's just the fader. He's like a light skinned black dude.
It's like he's a light skinned black dude.
Gotcha, yeah,
like
gotcha.
He's got like the earring.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like the beard.
He's,
yeah.
He's great at shooting threes.
you get it.
Buzz Lightskin.
Oh man, that literally makes me hot admitting I had that on my phone. Fuck, dude. Yeah, okay, I think I found it. I always say when you Google and it goes to videos, but it's like not YouTube though. We're going to take you to TVLine.com, which has the link to the
Make
YouTube.
Sure to play that Google Fi song though, right. If it comes up. I love that thing.
Here it is. I'll play it into my phone.
Is it confirmed?
The Taliban took Herat. Kabul might be next. Al's family's there.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We're at the airport. Oh,
oh my
so
God.
People. I don't think I can do this.
Listen to me. I am right there with you.
It's like the 9/11 recording footage, yeah. Like from the plane.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
And then, yeah.
Is that out?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's out. It's on CBS.
That's...
That aired like a month ago when Afghanistan was
horrific.
Getting...
Dude, are the comments, like, are they positive? Do people like
it? Let me check
I gotta,
it out.
I guarantee it's,
you know, people are really understanding.
They love it.
No, I'm sure it's... Because I think it went viral on...
I bet it's
on...
8,000 downvotes and like 560
which they bought,
up.
And they bought half of them.
Yeah, let me see if I can... Yeah, it's 55 upvotes, 205 downvotes. So.
Oh, it has like no views. Like no one...
Yeah, that's just low views.
It went viral on Twitter. People were talking about it.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
That was fucking amazing.
That's great, right?
This is my new favorite show.
And that's why it's like, man.
United States of Al.
I'm so out of touch.
Yeah, but I mean, what
it's
about...
like, that's what's getting... That's what
I didn't even know
that's
that.
That's like a huge hit show, yeah. But what about Buzz Lightskin, though?
Now, I
that should be the biggest show
that has chops. Buzz Lightskin.
Yeah, well, there was a... You didn't see the Buzz Lightyear trailer?
No.
You guys got to get...
I didn't know. I saw that.
Yeah, you guys got to get online.
No, what did he do? Is he MAGA?
Yeah, he's trans and MAGA now.
It's Tim Allen.
Yeah, it's Tim Allen. No, it's... They're making a movie called Buzz Lightyear. So it's not about the toy. It's about... according to Disney, it's about the man that the toy was based on from real life.
That's the dumbest.
So they're making up.
Who wrote this? David Chase. It's the many saints
Don't even
of Lightyear.
Don't even fucking say that.
No, I'm honestly going to attack him for a while now because
Buzz.
He's thinking about making a show,
Buzz,
which we'll get into later.
Yeah, he's talking to Woody.
Woody.
It's like Andy looks up to you. Big Papa door for no reason.
Yeah, I don't know, Woody.
Yeah.
God.
I mean,
you know, a slam dunk premise for Buzz Lightyear is it goes, and maybe they're hiding this,
mm-hmm.
but he's like a whatever. It's based on the guy that he's based on. And then big twist, then it's like a Twilight Zone ep where he gets turned into a toy.
Yeah, and he gets trapped in the thing.
In the toy universe.
That's a slam dunk.
Slam dunk.
So it's about a man that the toy was based on.
Right.
And who could that be? Because it's a toy.
Supposedly like an astronaut who, you know, did a thing. And then they're like, we're making a toy out of this cocksucker.
They better do toy shit in the... If this is just some weird... I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hunk of shit.
Of course.
Yeah, it's going to be very bad.
Well, but they don't really miss. Though yeah. either
Finding Nemo, but about the person that Nemo's based on,
right.
Like,
yeah, it's like
Jayla,
it's,
what
it's,
are you
it's finding.
With?
Is there no audio?
Oh, yeah. Plug it into the fourth one, and then yeah.
But do we just we haven't recorded the whole thing?
It's fine. we'll watch him just right. struggle, and then plug that in.
There you go. What's
you're
going
in.
On?
The big thing about Buzz Lightyear movie is they replaced Tim Allen with Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Oh, no, are you
Wait,
fucking
they replaced Tim?
Yeah, yeah.
Some people are mad about
because
it.
Because he's like a liberal? Evans is like a liberal guy,
furious.
Right?
Yeah.
And
you can't do that. You can't fuck Buzz Lightyear up that way. Are you kidding me?
Tim Allen was the shit.
He was great.
That's iconic. Mm-hmm. That's the whole fucking thing.
I think they made it about the guy that Buzz Lightyear is based on, so they could say like, oh, it's not Tim Allen, it's the guy. It's, you know.
Oh, God.
Chris Evans plays the man?
Yeah, Chris Evans plays the man, Buzz
That's
Lightyear.
That's fucking stupid, man.
Yeah.
Poor Tim Allen. Should we get like a Patreon going
for Tim Allen?
Yeah.
That sucks, dude. That's really pathetic.
Guys,
Tim Allen's over with being Buzz Lightyear.
It would be funny if he just did the Home Improvement noises though.
They should
as Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear's base should be based on Tim Allen playing himself, and he's running drugs,
right?
like Tim Allen.
Dude,
did.
I would honestly love to watch
That'd
that
be
story.
Amazing.
He never talks about
he
it.
He never speaks.
Never talks
it
about it. I was thinking about that today,
dude. It's, I think about it.
I was
a
just
lot.
Looking at the mugshot. I was like, he had what was it? I think 4 pounds of cocaine on him at the Miami airport or something.
Like Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, no, literally.
Tim Allen was a fucking kingpin,
and he sold out like fucking 20 to 40 guys.
By the way,
yeah. He was like the Henry Hill. He just like ratted everyone out. What's going on, Joe? You don't believe in Allen?
No. I'm saying that, like, I don't judge him for ratting out the people that he was getting.
No,
doing.
I don't give a shit about that.
No, but everyone's always like, they always consider that like, this is like a common thing where it's like, oh, you know, this guy's a snitch.
Yeah. Oh, I would rat out every single one of you in a day of jail.
If we were in a criminal enterprise Same. Together, there's an understanding in my mind where I'll do business with you. If I go to jail, I'm ratting you out. If you go, you're ratting me out.
Yeah, it's an unspoken agreement.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Shake
thanks.
It. Good. If right. I get arrested, you should kill me because I'm going to send you
exactly.
to jail.
The only, I'll kill you if you get arrested. Like, yeah, we're good.
The
yeah.
only time it's supposed to be like taboo is when you're like in the mafia and you have that code. Like you actually believe in that family shit.
And even
right.
then,
which
they,
even
no
then
one follows,
was destroyed.
No one,
no
one
cared.
The code.
Well, back in the old days, they did.
But that was before cocaine. That was before RICO came in and you could get a 20, 30 life sentence.
Pre-RICO.
Yeah.
You're doing
kind of a scumbag if you did that.
Yeah, you're doing like a 1 year. It's like you
exactly.
can't do a year.
Exactly.
And you're a mob member.
Do a year bid.
You're getting sentenced the craziest sentence.
But once it was 20 to 30 years, it's like, it's time to sell.
And you're eating
out.
The lobster and the pasta sauce and whatnot, you know?
It's great.
You're slicing the garlic.
You do a
bread.
Year in, and then imagine that day you get out. They get you so much pussy and pasta.
Yeah.
They get you a couple of no-show jobs. A
couple of no-show jobs. You get to work, you know, you don't have to show up to the fucking garbage, you know, facility and you just get paid. It's like, great. The mafia's great.
I do enjoy the guy who's like, you know, my favorite scene in Goodfellas is when he's slicing the garlic really thin. I'm like,
that
oh, wow.
That guy.
Do you run the movie Instagram channel? Like, cool movies Instagram?
You know, I always forgot about that scene.
Guy who offers no original take on
like,
anything.
That shot when they walk into the Copa. You have to be like,
that's a one.
Yeah.
That's what they call in the industry. They call that a one because it's one take.
The guy that's like, oh no, Goodfellas.
Yeah.
It was real greaseball shit.
Real greaseball.
I don't know if you guys
shit.
Have seen Goodfellas.
Yeah, that's from Goodfellas.
You know what? I get an itch. I love Goodfellas. I've seen it probably more than any movie ever, and I can watch it anytime.
Mm-hmm.
But I get like weird. Urges like a sweet tooth to watch Casino randomly.
I have been rewatching Casino the last year.
Casino's
I've watched it like three
times.
Making
a run for I think it's almost on the same level as Goodfellas.
I've watched
in a way
Goodfellas
to me.
So much, and Casino's is kind of an easier watch. You know what I mean? You can like put it on and just have because
the first hour is like a documentary. Kind
yeah,
of,
yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. You have like that narrative, like kind of pulling it through.
Well,
yeah.
I think what happens is people remember Goodfellas because it is probably better, and. You think about Goodfellas and like, oh, let me rewatch. I'm in the mood for that kind of thing. I'll rewatch Goodfellas. And then at some point you go like, oh, wait a minute. Casino's
Goodfellas and it's even longer
like,
and it's in Vegas.
I've seen it I've seen Goodfellas like 2 months ago. I haven't seen it in forever.
I've eaten too much chocolate pie, but you know what I'd love is some chocolate cake.
Exactly,
you know? Yes. It's very similar.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And also, you know what's weird is that is Joe Pesci, Tommy in Goodfellas, is the most despicable guy of all time. He's hilarious, but he's awful. And, you know, Nicky, Joe Pesci's character in Casino, he is, you can maybe make a case he's even more brutal.
He's way worse.
But it's
Nicky's way worse, but Nicky he's more likable because he actually, like, likes his kid.
Right, and I think it's more based in...
He, like, cares about his kid.
Yeah. Totally. I think in Goodfellas...
And he comes off more level-headed in an odd way, he's insane.
I think Goodfellas, it comes from... It feels like more of a psychopathy where Casino's like, oh, this guy gets really, really angry.
Yeah.
And that's about it. But he does have, like, a code, set of rules and stuff.
Right,
yeah, exactly.
Devin nailed it with the kid. He's so sweet with this kid.
He goes, what does butter do? And bad for your heart.
And I think De Niro, there's a voiceover. I can't remember if it's Pesci or De Niro, but it's somebody saying, like, but no matter what, every morning he was always up making pancakes for his kid.
Right.
And then he was actually just being like us.
And then, because Joe Pesci's an amazing actor, he can be a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And he's really just being a sweetheart with the kid, like just doing his Joe Pesci smile. And
yeah,
like,
right. Yeah.
And
right.
You're like, oh my God, that's touching. Mm-hmm. I just saw him pop a guy's eyes out.
Yeah.
But no, this is so sweet.
Yeah, yeah. And then a minute later, yeah, yeah, he shoots that woman politician in the head and holds her head down on the table as she bleeds out.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was a kid and I saw that. Also, the ending of Casino, when he gets killed with his brother, Pesci,
oh,
is
brutal.
The most brutal.
Because he's still breathing. Brutal. He's still breathing.
He still breathes.
That's, that's the most brutal murder I've ever seen in a film.
He also
when they throw him in the hole.
It's horrific.
You can tell he loved his brother.
Yeah,
it's horrific.
He's covered in dust and he's doing
in the bruises. It's the worst. It's worse than anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's great.
It's amazing. Yeah.
By the way, shitty actor.
And I watch it every night.
Shitty actor doing that, not brutal at all.
No, because you have to be a good actor.
Because you can't feel him love his brother. You don't care at all.
I mean, it's also I think somebody else has pointed this out, but it's also funny that they're both from Chicago, but, you know, Dino's just like, hey, it's me. I'm from Chicago. And then Pesci's like, you cocksucking motherfucker, you.
Motherfucker,
yeah, yeah. You got me in this town, you cocksucking mother Jew motherfucker, you. It's great. I love doing that voice.
It's
cocksucking motherfucker, you.
I do it like once a day. I can't even help.
No, you Jew motherfucker, you.
I do it on like important Zoom calls at work.
Yeah.
You put my money to sleep, you Jew motherfucker.
You Jew motherfucker.
Put your fucking brain to sleep.
You want this pen? Huh?
Huh?
Huh? You pen? That the big tough guy talking to my friend over there?
Over there?
Yeah, now I'm just losing it completely. Yeah. That bears.
It's great.
Just remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember the
bears. I love it.
Yeah. And then, of course,
SNL.
SNL. Who could. Saturday Night Live! I keep getting one of my friends still does stand up. I keep trying to. I'm like, I will pay you $50 if you, like, as he's walking to the mic on stage, go, good morning, Vietnam! And just kind of hold it for, like, 5 seconds. Like, really let it bomb.
Everyone doing stand-up that I know, they should just start treating it like a big, weird art piece.
Yeah.
Like, just prank.
Just yell
crowd.
Leroy Jenkins for 20 seconds.
Just go up and, like, do a monologue from, like, you know, Welcome Home Roscoe Jenkins or some horrific movie.
Did you just say that you know one person who still does stand-up?
That I'm pretty close.
Yeah,
with.
But dude, you used to know so many people that did stand up. That is fucking weird.
Almost all of them either quit stand up or they're just very successful.
Well, we still know a lot of people that do stand up.
Yeah, I mean,
we just don't consider them people that we like keep up with.
But that's what
really.
I'm saying. People that we used to have a lot of people that we kept up with.
I literally have, I'm counting on my hand now, 3 people in like an inner circle who probably still do stand up.
Yeah.
That's a fucking crazily low one,
I guess.
Yeah, it's Noah, and then I have like 2 other friends, and that's about it.
I have like 6 successful friends that do stand up, but it just feels like they're doing it because they like are
they're stuck.
They don't even.
They
care.
Might as well.
Right.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I could kill myself.
Yeah, I don't hear anyone like excited. I haven't talked to anybody that's like, got this new. Like back in the day, we used to be like this new bit.
Got this new 3 minutes.
I don't hear anyone. Yeah. They're just like,
is
I.
That all
they tell
pandemic?
Me they're like. I think so. I think it washed a lot of people because I hear people. They're like, I went to a mic. I didn't recognize anybody, and it's like, well, good.
Yeah.
Why are you doing going to a fucking open mic?
It's probably mostly pandemic killed it. Mm-hmm. And then there's also, I think, just like media wise, that channel, like stand up, is just no longer.
Well, yeah, you're better off starting a TikTok account.
There's so many different options.
Yeah, yeah.
Now.
You could literally, like, I mean, I've almost like thought of this like a sociopath. Like, what if you sit down and you're like, okay, a TikTok account where it's. Every day I try to create the no bones dog thing, like some viral thing.
What is that? No bones.
It's I hate describing this stuff to you guys.
Well, don't mention it.
No, it's like the biggest thing on TikTok where it's a guy picks up a dog, this 15-year-old pug, for the morning, and he films it, and it's like sometimes the dog stands up when he picks it up, and sometimes the dog's like, I'm sleepy, and then I fall down. And that's a no-bones day. So if it's a no-bones day...
Oh, I get that.
Yeah, if it's a no-bones day, it's like it's going to be a bad day. Like, there's bad vibes out there. But if it's a bones day, it's like, hey... This is going to be a good day.
Oh,
it's
I get
bones
it.
Day.
Man, I love the internet.
I'm cynical about a lot of stuff.
And that guy's about to get canceled for rape, probably. That's what always happens.
I actually love that.
But like, just something like that where it's like, okay, I'm going to draw fucking, you know, Sopranos characters if they were gay or whatever. And then it's like a new one every day. And then,
No, you'd have way better luck. I mean, it's the... I don't know. Maybe I mean, it'll stand up. I
it might make a comeback, but right now it seems like it sucks and it's never coming back.
I don't know.
I'm tired of it.
I don't think so.
I don't care about it at all, really.
Never coming back?
I only think about it when I see a lineup where I'm like, those people are retards. And I'm like, fucking, I could. But I think about the amount of mental and physical energy it takes. Honestly, I would do stand up if I didn't have to see anyone.
Right.
But the thought of going out and like running into all the people and like,
hey, if you can walk, I never would have quit stand up. It's like I just like hit like a teleport button.
If I press a button and I'm on stage and then back I press a button and I'm back home,
yeah, exactly.
I would do it every night.
Yeah, back of my bed with a bunch of cones.
But I wouldn't even enjoy it that much. I mean, I enjoyed it, but it was like, you know, sometimes I'm like, the crowd's bad and I want to like shoot you. I want to like shoot the people in the crowd.
That's me in my head.
That's frowned upon in some states.
That'd be so much like easier though if you could just teleport out of there.
The hardest part. Part is being around it. Yeah.
I'm always like, I would be a stand-up if I was a famous stand-up.
Right.
Like, that seems cool.
If this podcast had, like, you know, 100,000 listeners and they, like, wanted us to come to a place, I still wouldn't do it. We do a live podcast.
Right.
Probably. Yeah. Like, maybe we do 5 minutes each or whatever, like a joke, but I don't really care. And it's, I look at all the stand-up going on right now and I'm like, who even, what does that matter? Like, even the, you hear people talk about like the Kingpin. I'm like, okay, like they're good comics, but can we be honest with ourselves? Like,
talking about what?
Mark Norman's like not the king of New York. Like how far have we come?
Right,
if we're
that's
talking about these guys be like Rupert Pupkin is
that's
the king
Rupert
of New York.
The king of comedy.
You know what I mean, though? Yeah, like, the people that are now, you know, that you're told are like, hey, they're killing it.
Well, that's the thing is, like, the people you grew up with are now 65 years old.
Yeah, and yelling and killing trans people in the streets.
Kidding.
How boring is Chappelle, though?
Oh, the Chappelle special?
Bro, I'm so bored.
You know what? I thought it taught me a lot, honestly.
Did it teach you a lot?
Yeah, the Clifford the Big Boop.
That was
joke.
Maybe his worst joke he's ever told.
I told you if I heard that at an open mic, I would be like, oh my fucking God.
100%.
Like,
I
would groan. That's
terrible.
What
was Clifford again?
I don't even remember how he got into it. He just calls him Clifford the Big Red N-word.
Yeah, the Big Red N-word. Yeah.
But what was the setup? I remember the setup. I don't remember the setup.
Chappelle's setup where it's like, I had a friend once. My friend was a sad man, and it's like, well, everything is completely made up.
Made up. Yeah. Every story in the Chappelle special.
Can you do your
like,
impression of Chappelle you were doing the other day?
Yeah, yeah. It was like, so then I saw that bitch's Adam's apple in her sharp jawline, and I went, kapow! And the whole crowd goes crazy, and you're
Ka-pow-y!
Like, and I'm like, I thought Dave Chappelle's like brilliant. Like, why is he just, he's literally just beating up a gay person in this joke. He's just saying they look like a man.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, I beat her titties up like chicken cutlets. And you're like, what? Where's the joke?
He's literally describing an old Warner Brothers cartoon.
I mean, this is
but with trans people in
insane.
It.
Insane.
Yeah, yeah. So this then that trans bitch, she turned the gun around and it was pointed at her face, but she didn't realize it. So it shot her in the face. Kapow!
And then that trans bitch thought my gun was her dick and pulled the fucking trigger and shot her stupid man face off. Him, motherfucker.
And then that trans bitch put up a sign that says it's rabbit season. So I put up a sign that says it's duck season.
I mean, he sounds
stupid
like...
Stupid trans bitch ran into a wall painted like a tunnel.
Like, is this Dave Chappelle or... That's funny. Is this Dave Chappelle or is this W.C. Fields on his deathbed?
Right.
Just rambling about, like, groups he hates.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know. I'm fucking around. But I don't know. I think you're lying to yourself if you think that wasn't by far the laziest product Dave Chappelle's
ever put out.
Yeah,
I've liked a couple of his new specials, even though they're clearly not as funny as his early stuff, which is, like, some of the best comedy.
Yeah. But they're still
of all time
smarter.
They're still smarter, and there's still some really
compared
like
to
six,
the
six
other
and stones,
fucking specials.
Six
yeah.
and Stones, I think, was probably the best one. The Jesse Smollett stuff was very funny.
Equanimity was good.
Equanimity's fine. Fine.
Bird Revelation, I liked a lot.
I did too.
I think it's my favorite.
I did too.
Of them
that's
all.
The Belly Store one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or the Belly Room.
Belly Room. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I liked that one. But then it went to the. Hey, I know it's the middle of a pandemic. I deserve $50 million. I'm already a millionaire. Every show I do, I make $140,000. Mm-hmm. I deserve $50 million for a contract I completely violated.
Yeah.
Because people always act like it's like, oh, he didn't do the other two seasons. No, it was two more seasons of Chappelle's show. It was two movies written and starring Dave Chappelle, and it was a new series developed and created by Dave Chappelle.
And we're supposed to think it's evil white men.
He did. Like he did 3% of his contract, and is mad that he did not get paid for the $50 million.
And then he wants to retroactively gain the money he got that gave him the clout that made him the legend he is today.
Right.
It's like, you can't have it all. Like, you have to give up on that. That's the whole reason we love you for leaving that on the table.
And I hate the narrative of like, and I left it on the table. It's like, dude, you do five shows, you make $1 million. That's 5 hours of work. Like, stop acting like it's like, yeah, you did turn down $50 million, but it's like, and then I went back to 20 years of putting cans on lids at the Bean Factory. It's like, no, dude, you just did stand up.
And it's not even that. It's the timing of that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you have
that in the middle of a pandemic when everyone's unemployed.
Right.
Exactly. That makes you respect like comedians like Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Brendan is not like
I saw.
Well, he's releasing honest specials, and he's not getting paid $1 trillion. He just does the work.
Right, he's just a guy who loves comedy. He's loved it his whole life. I watched Louis in person
in
Long Beach.
Let's talk about that.
So I went to I went to the Louis show because I hate women, dog.
You went to the Louis show, right? Like, you fucking raped a bitch and then you like went to the Louis show, right?
That's how you got
to
get tickets, dog. Yeah. You got to prove rape.
Yeah.
What if in line to the auditorium was like a bunch of dudes? Every dude was turned around, jacking off to the chick.
Yeah, everyone on the metro system's jacking off.
Yeah, well, I was joking. I put it on Instagram because I was like, "Fuck it, I don't care." Everybody,
I'm glad you did that by the way, because I know a lot of people that know you and I that I probably consider us.
I was like, I don't know.
Louis hasn't stopped being funny.
Yeah, but I jokingly put up. I go, saw the Louis show, is great. He's one of the greatest comedians of all time. And then the next slide was. I just, like, as a quick joke, I just go, it was kind of disturbing. The whole crowd started a fuck women chant, though.
That's funny.
Amount of people who messaged me, like, did they really do it? It's like, no, you idiot. What are you talking about? I mean, everybody in crowd, like, there was a lot of bros, which does suck now that it's a lot of, like, dude, fucking Louis.
Sure.
Because it pushed out a lot of the, like, the arty people.
Yeah, the smarter.
I would rather see. Yeah,
right.
But there was like still that I was like, it's like, what if he jerked off, right? It's like clearly people were like, I don't like what he did, but also he's one of the greatest comedians of all time, and I think he truly. Do we live in a culture where so if somebody goes to jail, should they not be able to have a job again? Mm-hmm. Should they not be allowed to work?
No, Michael Vick's okay. Michael Vick played again, and he did way worse than what Louis did.
Yeah, people sin and fall short of the grace of God every day.
I mean, it's just so
Louis C.K. definitely has way overpaid punishment wise. For what
way
he did.
Too much.
Yeah,
he was a victim of he was a bad timing. That shit came out in any other time in human history, it would be like, that sucks, 5 months off, he's back, we love you, it doesn't really matter.
Well, he became the, like, arguing point
for
the whole movement.
For people that couldn't get Trump out.
Yeah. It was like that, and then it was like, well, people were equating with, like, the Weinstein-Spacey, and it's like, well, it's not that.
It
just became like, this touchstone thing where it's like, oh, I can't ever say I like Louis again. Mm-hmm. Even, like, saying I went to a show of his is like
you're, like, nervous.
Yeah, I'm, like, nervous. Publicly. I'm like, that's, like, a revolutionary act or something.
A lot of morons we used to know in comedy.
There was people
out front
protesting.
Of the improv when he was there, and they're doing
the
comedy.
The day after,
They're doing comedy on the sidewalk with a karaoke machine to nobody. To their other mentally challenged friends, and like saying like hire comics that don't abuse,
name names.
Please don't. I don't want to get. I don't want this to get clipped into an Instagram.
There we know.
They're the usual suspects.
Yeah, I don't want this to get clipped and then uploaded to Instagram.
But just you know.
Obviously, what he did was inappropriate. He was asking women that he was maybe technically their boss. Hey, do you mind if I jack off? They said yes, but you can't ask. They said yes, and he did.
Well, you're in a power position.
Can't do it. Yeah. Okay, but so that's
The only one that I have any problem with, I don't even have any problem with any of them. I don't give a shit at all. Literally, at all. I mean, it's fucked. It's gross. Like, I feel it's sick, kind of. But, like, he did ask. Once I found out he asked every one of them, I'm like, I don't. That's your own thing. It's like a weird. I don't.
Well, no,
it's
still inappropriate.
The only thing I have was, like,
the most inappropriate one was the one at work. That's the one.
Intern, and then there was a girl on the phone where you, like, didn't tell her. Like, that was
Matt,
about
those
it.
Suck.
Didn't tell? What do you mean?
He started, like, jerking off on the phone with somebody he knew, and then she was like, are you jerking off? Like, on the phone. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, don't do that. He's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Which is, like, still, like, you know, he was like, but, yeah, you just don't, you know.
Yeah, that
I do
sucks.
That once a day. Yeah.
The worst one was the one when he asked the woman at work.
Joey's dressed like the Wolf of Wall Street penny stock calling scene. Everybody's watching you jerk it off. Big suit.
I'm robo dialing, trying to find the chick's voice.
Reeling him in. Pretending you're about to fuck him. Yeah, yeah.
Robo dialing to get pussy.
Listen, I got a great cock I could sit you on today. Do you trust me, Stephanie?
Downtown Los Angeles right now.
Downtown Los Angeles, got my own gym.
He goes, not interested. Okay, next.
Next. All right, I'm sorry you didn't want to seize an opportunity today. You show me one chick you fuck, I quit my job, I come work for you right now.
But
saw the show and it was great.
You know
what?
Real quick, though.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
We haven't heard Louis's side of any of it yet, and we probably never will.
It's good. He talks about it a little.
No, yeah, but he doesn't actually in a real way. Like
we all know his side.
No,
he
I
was
mean
a
like
per-
we
he
haven't
liked-
seen the what the Marin interview, the Rogan interview,
right?
The end of days interview where maybe he does it when he's 75 and he actually gets like.
There's no mystery. We know exactly what happened. It's not.
I've heard through the grapevine from a lot of people that know him, and it's like. There's a lot he could say that he hasn't said.
He had that joke about
how these women acted and were like, they were talking about like having threesomes with him. And it's like, not how it was posed in the article where it was like this, you know, shocking event. Like a lot of them were preludes to somebody wanting to fuck him.
My interpretation of the whole thing is that flirtation might have been there. And I don't think that that's negating the criticism that's coming from the people that are criticizing him. I don't think it's nearly as egregious as what they're saying, but they're acknowledging the fact that, hey, you know what they would say is, even if they were flirting, it's still not okay. You're in a position of power and you can't ask them if you can jack off in front of them because they're obligated to, and they'll feel like they have to.
But
here's the thing that is, I do think that that's a point. They're making a point, right? But what is the punishment for that? Maybe you can't do stand-up for 3 days?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no, honestly, like, that's what it would have been in the old days.
I think your disagreement,
It should have been one week off. 1 week off,
right?
You know?
Or what if you're writing on that show, you get fired from the show. Just like you would any job. You lose the show.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But, like I said, the worst thing he did was the one when he was, like, working on that show and asked the coworker. Because that's just crazy. You ask a coworker that.
Yeah.
But this whole idea that he was this Louis C.K. guy at the, like, he wasn't Louis C.K. when most of these happened.
Right.
He was Louis C.K. in like 2004.
Yeah.
He was a working writer, comedian. He wasn't like this,
but this still
king
is,
of comedy.
You can't have a power. Like, if it's like a PA,
no, yeah, he still
type
was
woman.
Technically their boss, maybe, or
he could get them gigs at the festival, and they went upstairs, and that was the one where they kept acting like he abused his power and he was this, and he like ruined their lives afterwards.
Ruined,
I'm like, what are you like?
He abused, ruined their lives makes no sense in any of those cases at all. Right. That's nonsense.
Well,
abused his power? Yes, sure.
Well, I think it's even like you're saying, it's literally like, okay, did he do something wrong or not? It's like, I think the argument for me is like, okay, do people deserve to do something bad and then repent and then go on with their lives? It's literally
that's
like
mine too.
It's literally like the same thing of like, should a criminal who served his time, done his punishment,
right,
should he be allowed back into normal society?
I'm heavily pro crook.
By the way, I'm fucking around here a little bit, but not really. But I kind of am, but I'm not really. I actually mean this. What is the point of power if you don't abuse it? Like, why work to get anywhere in life if you can't ultimately abuse what you've built?
Well, you abuse it gracefully.
In a graceful manner.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't quite do
that. He should have got hookers. Just lots of hookers.
Yeah.
Because he was making money.
Or just spend like 3 more days being like, let's have dinner and then let's talk tomorrow.
That's literally, he wasn't good at fucking.
And then you go, hey, listen, we're friends now.
Yeah.
I have this thing I like to jack off in front of chicks. Okay, yeah.
No, that literally is it, because it's like the same thing as like if you're at school, like let's say, like in high school, and you liked some girl, you want to be like, you don't want to go to her and be like, hey, I'm in love with you.
Exactly.
What do you think? And she'd be like, oh my, what the fuck?
It's just out of nowhere.
Hey, do you want to go, you know, let's go like down to the Sonic. Let's hang out. And then it's like a slow, and then you just fuck the shit out of it.
Yeah.
The whole time you try to fuck the shit out of it.
Yeah.
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 But no, that's like the slow, you know, you dip your, instead of just being like, hey, can I go, you know.
It's the even Aziz if there's a little syndrome. Bit farting,
it's like, hey.
It's the same thing as these, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You just have to time it. And you have to.
I think if a woman walked up to me and was like, hey, can I suck your cock? I would be like, oh my God. Like, I would still do it, but
I'd be like, okay, are you crazy? Like, all right.
I would still
let me ask you 20 questions.
Yeah, let me look like, what, are you employed? Right. Where do you live? And okay, go ahead. You can shut me up.
She's clearly crazy, and I'm like, all right, let's get in here.
You look at her, okay. Look
over here. Crazy bitch.
Yeah. I throw my cigarette down, stamp it out.
I make her open her mouth, check her incisors. Be like, what are those teeth like? What
big flashlight. Yeah. All right.
I check her gums. treat her like a slave. Yeah,
Westminster Dog Show.
Lift her arms up. Be like, yeah, you look good enough to me.
Yeah, you big fedora. Press
so how, the show, Shane opened for him?
Shane opened was very, very funny. And then Louis came out. And it was great. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like 2011 era, like fastball Louis. He's clearly older. But it was like the thing I was most grateful. It's not like boomer.
And he's also, sorry to interrupt again. Yeah. But he's also beaten down, which I sensed a palpable energy from him in his last Sincerely special.
Yeah,
I
think there's a little bit of that. I think there's
sad
certainly
about
a depression.
It all. It's like really obnoxious.
How about the new stuff? Does he seem sad?
I mean, his stuff was always like sad. I think there is more a probably when he goes off stage, there is a palpable more depression type thing. But on stage, you could still see like, oh, I'm having fun. I'm doing like those old classic Louis style jokes. And the thing I love the most is it wasn't fucking, I was worried I go there and it's boomer comedy where it's like, and you can't say anything these days. You know, how come I can't make fun of a train? And I'm like, oh my God, dude. Like, I don't even care about the points you're making. This is boring.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just like Nick DePaul and you got like sandworms in your head.
Yeah.
And you're just putting Trayvon Martin on the cover of your DVD because you're insane. It was like, no, here's interest. He even had like interesting stuff to say, but he's like, yeah, I don't understand people anymore, you know, young people, I don't understand, and that's good because I should die. You know, we have people around from the 50s, and already it's a problem. Can you imagine if they didn't die?
God, I missed this.
He's like, you go to a restaurant, and they're like, what's the QR code? What is that? They need to die so society can progress. And one day you will be that, and you will need to go as well.
Yeah.
The weirdest part was at one point he said, so my daughters, you know, they're both in college, and you could hear the whole audience go like, Like people were literally like, oh,
shocking.
My God.
Yeah. His daughters are like pussy hat wearing like feminists.
Yeah. They're like, they all
the
dress
whole
like,
thing fucked him up with his daughters.
They
the
all
most.
Dress like Kristen Sinema. Mm. Yeah. The congresswoman.
Yeah, the congress. She was like hated for being like Republican. Yeah.
I'm
an idiot. Go
I'm,
on.
I'm submitting packets for Jay Leno, so I'm all up on all the news.
No, I'm just thinking the Ramis. Go, please.
You hear about this dumb bitch? This dumb Kristen Sinema bitch? The show was just really good. I had never seen him live, so I was thankful to, you know, especially after Norm passed, and I got to see Norm live, and I was very thankful for that. I was like, it's great that I got to see him, and now he can go die, you know, and I won't be like, oh, I never got to see him live.
I have to go see Louis. It's the last thing.
I saw Louis live before. I saw him at the Comedy Store. Lou Schwartz got me in. Chris Rock was there. Mark Maron was there.
Yeah.
It was a great night.
I'd never done that with him, and I was just like, yeah, I'll just get to it.
Where did
and
you then see Norm?
I saw Norm at Letterman, the last Letterman.
Oh, what no way!
Because I was working on the show,
Is the most legendary appearance.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. His famous World War II bit.
Yeah, of course.
And then he cried at Letterman.
Cried at the end, yeah. Dude, yeah.
That's probably the single greatest Norm gig that you could see.
I felt very thankful to get to see that, yeah.
And what size is that audience? Letterman?
Probably about 450. Yeah, it was exactly 450.
So it's not
actually.
Like a massive theater with 5,000 people.
Yeah, it's a small theater because it's got that. It's got the balcony, which balcony probably seats about 150. The lower tier is about 300.
But
so.
Still, you're amongst a group of a few hundred people that saw that.
Yeah, I was like right there. Could have spit on the man if I wanted to. Yeah.
And I
also saw Obama in that theater.
Obama?
Yeah, Obama.
Yeah, you saw Stern.
I saw Stern in that theater, too, yeah.
And I remember you were...
Stern came on and goes, so Letterman, you don't want to ask, right?
Oh, is that... That was before the scandal, right?
No, sorry. That's my, I just love doing the Stern... Me and my friend have been doing, like, just the Stern impression where he's just talking to you. like Joey's on Stern. I'm like, so Joey, you get a lot of ass, horny, right?
Yeah.
You're in that apartment all day. You got to get a lot of ass.
You ever do anal? Yeah. Yeah. You ever just bring chicks up
and
come on their face? They're like, I'm here to promote my book.
Yeah. It was great. It was just great to see him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm highly jealous of that. Jealous. All right,
can I tell you one joke that he did?
Of course. Of course.
The Louis joke is he
just
goes,
do his whole act.
I'll do this whole act. The one that really made me laugh because it felt like such a Louis joke, especially the end of it. And you'll recognize on the end what's the part that really reminds me of a Louis joke is he's like, hey, you know, there's a lot of changes with COVID now. You know, I pretty much stay in my apartment about once a week. I go to buy new bananas because that's what I do. I buy bananas and wait till it's time to throw them out and get new ones. So I'm at the grocery store and with COVID, it's like I got to stay away from everybody. There's a woman, she happened to be a black woman at the bananas. And, you know, normally I go up, look at these bananas. I go get a pack of bananas, go on my day. But, you know, it's because of COVID, I'm standing back. So I'm waiting for her to get her bananas and then leave. And she's taking a really long time with these bananas. And I realize in the back of my head to anybody who's not me, they're like, it looks like I'm just like, look at her eating all the fucking bananas. He's like, I was like, oh, no. So I got nervous and I went over to the strawberries. And there's, of course, a fucking Jew at the strawberries. Oh, this is a good one. Fucking Jew.
What was the one? That's great. What was the one with the panties?
Oh, the panties one. Yeah, really made me laugh. It was like, it was kind of his opener, which is kind of ballsy considering the scandal. He goes, I had a girlfriend. She was in Paris. I had to go there because none of you guys would talk to me for a while. But we couldn't see each other because, you know, disease and death and everything. So she sent me little gifts in the mail, little trinkets, like jokes. She sent me a pair of little girls' panties, like 10-year-old girls' panties. And I freaked out. I was like, you can't fucking send this to me. And she's like, what? I'm like, we're not like you guys here. Like, I can never get rid of these.
Right.
He's like, can you imagine? He's like, if I get seen throwing a little girl's panties away, how that looks, even if I throw them away wrapped in a bag, duct taped up, that looks even worse. He goes, even if I burn them, that looks terrible. He goes, even if I cut them into 50 little pieces and every day I threw away a little piece
in a
different trash can around the city, that would look terrible. So I'm wearing them right now.
That's a great opener, actually.
I wear them every day. It's my only escape, and I wash them by hand.
I'm getting so jealous right now.
I wash them by hand, and I blow on them to dry them. I just go...
Anyone who hasn't forgiven Louis is a fucking piece of shit.
No, you just don't like good things. It's the same people that are like, they refuse to watch...
No, you're
like,
a bad person.
They refuse to watch Quentin Tarantino movies.
Yeah, well, I think it's...
There's people out there that like don't watch the newest Tarantino. They hate Louis. Everything they like is bad.
Yeah.
Like, all the art they consume is horrifically uninteresting and bad.
Well, I think you get
because
so
they've yeah,
caught
they've,
up in your tribe.
They've committed to this tribe mentality where right. It's like no, and it's also it's not even a tribe thing. It's a let's change the definition of what is good to fit the contributions of our own mediocrity.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't align with my radical values, which I use to be interesting.
Which I
also use to kind of bully people.
Exactly. Yeah, I use to bully and also make people think that what I do is good.
Right, yeah.
Which isn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing.
So it's like if we change, if we try and, you know, for lack of a better term, I hate this, you know, gaslight, but like if we gaslight, you know, the public into thinking that that's bad, this is good, which isn't.
It's a smart strategy. They're using righteous indignation and the moral high ground. They're painting this narrative that you're a bad person morally if you disagree with my opinions. It's a smart strategy. They've made ground. They get in the news with it. But anyone with, like, you know, any kind of sense can easily tell, you know.
Right. Well, it's also
highly immature.
It's also funny because, you know, I feel like the thing I like about you guys is we don't necessarily exist in these groups where it's like I can be like, oh, I love Louis and I'm going to watch him. And then also I can be like, I hated Dave's special. Mm-hmm. Like, I can be like, I want to watch Louis. I also don't want to see millionaires talk about cancel culture because it's
right.
not fucking
which
funny.
Which I feel like is
and
what makes us very...
Dave Chappelle's special. Yeah.
Which is what I feel like makes us very reasonable and, mm-hmm. like, timely. Like, we're right. not... out of touch. Like, I love Dave Chappelle. I think he's the greatest stand-up of all time, probably.
Mm-hmm. Before 2018.
Like, and it's like, that's what it is. Like, I'm not going to lie, though. I'm not going to, like, watch the closer and be like, yeah, these fucking...
Yeah.
No, but you're right.
He's the GOAT. Yeah.
Like, it's like lame. Yeah, it's like, that was a bad special, dude.
He's, you know what? It's funny. He's like, now Instagram comment comedy, where he's the guys who go, low-key Dave the GOAT. And it's like, that's his place in comedy now.
Well, you know,
it's for guys who work at PacSun to think the greatest comedian of all
time. It's like a bunch of Billabong employees in the crowd just like losing their minds because he like said a bad thing.
Dude, I told you.
At Foot Locker is telling me.
You watch the closer and the audience looks like they're at a Dallas Cowboys game.
It's crazy,
they all look
actually
like completely idiots. Yeah.
They look like
huge
morons.
Sneakers and jean shorts.
They look like the same type of people that are like, I fucking love when Dak, refused to kneel.
Right. Well, it's the people who are like, it's like you're always joking. It's people who then go get the 44-ounce soda for their construction job.
Yeah.
And they're like, Dave, dude, I fucking love Dave because I'm Republican. I work 90 hours a week.
He's like, because
you got to work hard.
I'll tell you, Dave Chappelle works every fucking night, and usually them blacks don't have good ethics. But Mr. Chappelle,
he's one of the good ones.
He's one of the good ones, I'll tell you.
You know, I know.
And they spit in a spittoon their living room.
I know Dave's the GOAT because every special ends with "Where Is My Mind" piano cover, and that's what the GOAT does.
You know what's with Chappelle too? It's like goats are supposed to go away, like go and observe the world for longer.
Goats let other people call them goats,
right?
Yes, like enough of you doing it, and then enough of the pictures of you and celebrities at the end of the special, like
Kendrick type figure. Like, there's even that debate: like, should he release another album or should he just go away and kind of be the best forever?
Right.
You know.
Well,
he'll probably release. I think he's working on one
should
more
release another album. But you should always keep releasing stuff, but you can do it every 5 or 6 years,
right? But do you think there's a point where it's like an Eminem type of thing where it's like, yeah, you should
in rap, there might
if
be
it,
that.
In rap I've especially never, well, but in I feel rap, like in comedy there kind of should be too, unless you're like Norm.
Right,
Norm's the only guy who kept being funny.
I mean, you got like Pryor was doing it forever, though. Carlin did it forever,
Louis a little bit. Carlin I never liked Carlin.
But he didn't. You didn't like him when he was young, but he stayed that level of quality.
Well, at least
filmmaking, for example, Quentin Tarantino.
Like Tarantino's afraid of this happening. That's why he says he's going to retire.
But there are a bunch.
I don't think it applies to filmmaking.
Well, there's a bunch.
I honestly don't think it applies.
No, there's a bunch of examples. Yeah. And
Scorsese's 108. Still making,
and still making really
famous,
good movies.
Very, very
infamous rapist Polanski. I hate to say it, he still makes very good movies.
Right? Yeah, he made The Pianist at like 70 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old he is now. Yeah,
I just rewatched The Pianist. The fucking crazy movie, man.
Yeah, Polanski also
very good. His most recent movies are amazing. He's still making movies.
No, I know, and he also directed Cuties.
The guy is he's a dirty monster.
He's a dirty
Polanski
freak.
Is doing Vaseline commercials. And I saw him, he was selling hot tubs.
Right. I always say,
on I-95 to Bakersfield.
He goes, you guys think pools are fun? Let me tell you about hot tubs.
You should come on.
They get rid of all the evidence.
Right.
Because it's so hot, your cum dies. No one can tell which the DNA inside of
you. I've had a couple of fun times in pools. You want to hear about my fun in hot tubs? So I always have to make this disclaimer. You separate the art, the artist from the art.
Sure.
Yeah. So I love Chinatown and I love his movies.
Woody Allen, I love a lot of his movies still. Yeah.
I don't really like his movies.
100%.
Yeah.
But so Polanski, I know. So disclaimer. That's all.
Yeah.
Go on.
I just watched Rosemary's Baby this year, and it's a fantastic
that movie kicks
movie.
Fucking
Listen,
ass.
And,
I just watched The Ghost Rider within like the last couple
of years. Is that the Ewan McGregor one?
Yeah, dude.
I haven't seen that one, but I heard it's great.
Amazing.
You know, in 20 years, Drake will be Woody Allen.
He's already Woody Allen.
Yeah, he's kind of already.
Jace has a great cartoon about
I made a cartoon. I took down Drake, folks.
You got
took him down. Because I'm the greatest president of all time, me.
You cucks like somebody punching up.
Punching up?
Jace Avery.
Have you ever heard, the pen is mightier than the sword, fellas? Can you imagine if I was like that? I would hope that you would cut my head off with a knife. The pen, you know, some people say the clowns, you know, they used to keep the king humble. The jester kept the king down to earth.
Jester was the only guy that could really talk to the king.
Yeah.
Oh,
somebody messaged me that the other day, because I did that thing about just rich comedians, and somebody messaged me like, the jester always kept the king humble for the pay. And I was like, you should kill yourself.
You made me quit.
He's like the guy who, like, in middle school would be like, no, dude, real eyes, real eyes, real eyes. Just had blown away.
It's the kid that draws the S in the graffiti.
The super S. Nice, dude.
How long are we done, Jordan?
Hour and
20. Wow.
Yeah, I'm starting to get sweaty again.
Yeah, it's a little hot here now. Yeah, you know,
I can't believe we were here in the
summer. We've been bringing the heat.
Yeah, bringing the
heat. You know, right, folks?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Nah, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, if you think about it, life will never go back to the way it was, and it wasn't good back then.
Exactly. Think about
it. So now it's worse, and we're stuck there.
We are pining for days when we barely wanted to kill ourselves. And that's the truth.
Honestly, I'm ready for another like pandemic.
You just like kick into high gear. Dude, I feel like I fucked this pandemic up so much. Like every move I did, I fucked up. I worked for the whole first year.
Yeah.
Got COVID because I was working.
I didn't get
that year of unemployment. Even the unemployment I got, my job tried to suck it out of me.
Yeah, those fucks.
Tried to take it back.
I botched it quite bad.
Yeah. We both botched it.
I botched it quite bad. I was.
Yeah, Joey worked for like 5 months of it. You worked like the whole time.
Well, no. I botched it by. I had a good chunk of like maybe. Okay, May to. November, no, December. May to December, no working. And I spent that entire block of time, though, grinding out internet poker about 14 hours a day. Just
you would send
slaving away.
Pictures of you and fucking back home, like these weird underground rooms.
I moved back in with my parents at some point because my rent was like an equal amount to the unemployment, so I'm breaking even.
Right.
And then poker, I'm breaking even because it's a hard fucking game, and I'm winning sometimes, and I'm up, and I'm up. Every time I win, I raise the stakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I spent that entire time. I probably walked 50 steps a day.
Right.
So incredibly unhealthy.
50 steps a day.
I'm getting hammered
all the time. You're like being wheeled to the bathroom.
Right.
I'm buying pills from a guy on the internet.
I remember you would FaceTime me sometimes, and I won't say who you were with at the time, but you would FaceTime me, and I'd be like, hey, where's your roommate? He'd be like, oh, that cocksucker's in the other room. Fuck him. Like, loudly into your phone.
He's going like, yeah, hey, Quat, don't say that about me.
No, literally, he's indoors. Yeah, like, fuck him, I hate his guts. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
It was a rough time for everybody.
You know, he's a good guy. He's getting on my nerves during that period of time, but he's fun.
We all got on each other. I yelled at Katie when we were moving out, which had never happened.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
It was kind of almost comical. She kept like being like, she would go through the fridge and be like, do you want to keep these beans? I'm like, I don't. Make an executive decision.
He goes, what are you, a fucking idiot?
Why do you shut your whore mouth, pig?
You need me to wipe your ass, you dumb bitch.
totally in the wrong.
It was getting insulting. Like Katie's like,
it was like, it was kept like,
keep what
about
Oreos?
No, literally, like what about? Well, don't say Oreos. I didn't have Oreos.
Okay,
you suck it out.
Oreos,
cut
you keep.
Cut your head off with a goddamn knife. Ah! She'd be like, you want these macaroni shells? And I'm like, they're 50 cents. Like, just
that shit.
And then it eventually got to the point where this is the only time I've ever done something in my life. I'm like, no, it's fine. I'll take care of it. And I got the bean and I chucked it into the trash as hard as I could. I was like, no, we get rid of this too. Just throwing it as hard as I can.
Passive aggressive psychopath.
No, it's fine. Just like throwing my arm out, throwing these bean cans. Like they're getting, like they're denting and like leaking in the trash.
Your brother's
can.
Fiance.
Right. And my brother's fiance. A very dear important person in my life.
No, Katie, we'll get rid of the fucking beans.
Yeah, no,
you know, I wanted to keep them. Thanks.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
No, literally, but it was just the stress. It was like right after, now I have to, like, I feel like to defend myself. It was right after I got COVID, like,
Yeah, and I know.
Job, well,
that's the whole reason I brought that up, is that it was everybody had stress. Nobody reacted great to it.
Yeah.
It's like you kind of have to give everybody a little bit of it. Not a total excuse, but you got a little bit of it.
I was mad that like it kept getting just progressively worse for me until it kind of reached a peak, you know what I mean?
That's how exhaustion works. It's like exhaustion.
Well, no, and then it was life events on top. I was like exhausted because it was like, okay, let's say it's March to fucking December, was just like, fuck, this sucks, but I'm working in person every day. And then it's like, I got COVID December, and then like everything kept going wrong after that.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I was already fucking, it's like you're running a half marathon, and then at the half marathon point, they're like, oh, by the way, this is a marathon. So you're now like halfway done.
And the Boston bomber like sets off, and you're like,
and now your leg has been ripped off by a pressure cooker. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
No,
but anyway, I'm still here. I'm still breathing.
We're all still here.
Yeah. Guess what? Now he's thriving.
I'm still standing, Ray.
Yeah.
Never got me down, Ray.
We should do a big Tony Robbins ending.
Yeah. No one wants to know if you guys need beer.
I think we're okay.
Yeah, I think
you're fine. Are you sure?
Oh, no, tell him.
I don't drink anymore.
Are you done drinking?
Yeah, I think I'm sober.
For how long?
I think maybe forever.
For the next hour?
Honestly, for the next.
Something happened?
When's the last time you drank?
Buddy, I'm waiting until 5 o'clock.
You always act like
United Arab Emirates time.
But you can hold your liquor pretty well. Like,
yeah,
you
that doesn't, mean, doesn't
like,
mean you have a drinking problem. Yeah.
Well, did you though? Like,
I think I have an addiction problem. You know,
I've drank with you a number of times where you like it's like your first time in a while. Like, you seem like you're good at.
Yeah, I think it was. I think I was definitely. I mean, you knew me when I first moved here, and I was definitely
you
drinking
were an
every
when
night.
I met
yeah,
you. Yeah.
And then I think I was not white knuckling it, but it'd be like, yeah, every 2 weeks I would drink, and but then it was like filling in other addictions in the meantime, and then. It was like maybe a month and a half ago, I was like, I drove down to Newport Beach to just put my goo inside this woman, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was drinking with her, and then I just drunk drove all the way back to Los Angeles from Newport Beach. And I was like, oh, yeah, maybe I fucking...
You got like
was
really,
it also
you got,
like
really
I
drunk
got too
her?
Hammered and I banged some chick I didn't really like and then I drove and it was
no,
little...
it was just more like yeah. I
was it associated to the big fat pig?
She's actually a pretty attractive
I'm kidding,
woman.
I'm
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah.
If she was hot,
no, but was it associated
she was
with
like
the
a 10,
shame,
Jace
like
would be
the
drinking
weird
every night.
Shame?
No, it wasn't. It was literally just like it was literally just like I did not even need to drink. Like I've been talking to this person for a long time. We were just gonna have a good time. And it's like, yeah, I'll drink fucking 8-5 gin and tonics, and then it's like, well, shit. Now I guess I'll drunk drive back home for an hour and 15 minutes.
So just the drive bummed you out so much.
The drive bummed me out, and I think it just
well,
got to a point.
Thinking about why you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
long
and I think
of a
no, the drive
the
is very irresponsible. But I don't think that. First of all, I wouldn't do that because I'm not irresponsible.
Right. He does not own a car. He would. Joey would be
Joey
in
would
a prison on the moon.
Responsibly spend $90 on an Uber.
If Joey would have so many DUIs, they would remove his legs, so he couldn't press a gas pedal anymore.
Well,
that's what the judge orders an amputation of the right leg.
I mean, listen, even when I had a car, I was Ubering everywhere. Every time I...
Joey's car was full of cobwebs.
I had a DUI when I was like 17.
Oh, so you got... And I never got one. Yeah,
so
I never got burned.
Well, you know, I would have learned it from being an adult.
Right.
Anyways, unlike you. Goofing. But no, so... But I... What I will say, though, is right now... If I get very hammered, I could go drive 2 hours, and it's not going to prevent me from... It's not going to make me quit drinking. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's just... I don't know.
Was it just building up? You're doing it too often?
Yeah, there's not... you know, it's like... I think for some people, it's not like I have the lost weekend, and I'm running down the street, and there's all the fucking
You're speeding
signs.
Down the road in a car. Yeah,
speeding down the road in a car.
Much cooler. Much safer.
No, it's just like, yeah, I just don't want to drink for a long time, and then I was kind of like, yeah, maybe I'll just keep this going forever.
I
pray every morning now. I really do. I pray every morning.
Is it to
not like a religion or just like in
to,
a general?
To Muhammad. I pray to him. I put a big rug down. No, it's just like the general, like, you know, help me to not, I give up control of my life. I'm going
to whatever's
playing,
out there.
To whatever's out there. I'm stopping playing God. I'm not going to try and control everything because me trying to control everything makes me insane and gets me to the point where if I'm not drinking, I got to watch internet porn for 3 hours or I got to try and put my goo in 5 women at one time who I don't like, or I'm going to, you know, order $80 worth of halal guys, or take some Adderall you guys gave me, or fucking do whatever unhinged thing that makes me not think about my own existence.
So I was criticizing you about quitting for that drive, but I was going to say, I was asking as a genuine question because I was actually curious. Right. I like to get into the...
I think it was leading up to that point, and then that drive was kind of like, yeah, maybe, you know.
Right,
and it was also just really sad.
Well, so even if your
next day can be terrible,
I've been sad for a couple months, like living alone and everything, and I was like, man.
So it might have
really
been kind of
fucking sad.
You might have been kind of reaching for straws. Yeah.
Makes
by
me
quitting.
When I'm really alone and sad, I drink a lot.
I thought you were gonna say Alpha Brain. Go right to a sponsor.
Alpha Brain too also works, and Elk.
Yeah. Right. I do think that drinking, even if it's not, you know, you're going to jail and you're beating your wife.
Right.
There's a subtle, significant amount of damage that you can do that people don't realize they're doing.
Well, that's the problem with, like, you go to these fucking, like, I've gone to these 12-step groups, and it's like these guys who think they're Marc Maron, like, hogging up all the talking, sharing time, and they're like, I'll tell you, I was in a gutter, and I was sucking a tranny's dick.
Yeah.
It's like their
bleeding
identity.
Out of my, it's like their identity. It's like, dude, I'm like, I'm not a fucking idiot, so I didn't, like, get weird, but, yeah, it ruined my life for 10 years. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just quietly and desperately.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry I don't have a cool story where I fucking
Is it the type of thing where you think, though, like, you can't, like, say, there's a special night and I invite you out. Like, it's like a wedding. Or
I don't
whatever,
know.
Something,
there's nothing written down on.
Is it the type? No, I mean,
I don't have,
like,
a memento
was
tattoo.
Was drinking to you, like, the type?
You
hand him
a if you had just popped it. Pop it,
you pour it in his mouth. You, like, actually poison him.
Slap it, yeah.
But was it the type of thing where, like, you would drink, like, a night like that with that girl, and then do you wake up, like, I should do this again, or, like, that type of thing? Or, like... Like, cause or do you think you can be the type of guy that can, like, not do it for months on end and then there's a big night?
I don't think it's
necessarily
alcohol anymore because I get such a bad hangover, but it's definitely just the vibe of, like, you know, I'll just be like, I don't want to exist.
Yeah.
And short of killing myself, it's like, okay, porn, alcohol, weed.
Yeah.
Fucking, you could take a pill, you could try and fuck this lady, you can watch YouTube videos for 8 hours, like, pick your fucking addiction for the day.
You're right. Well, it's weird. When I met you and Ben, I don't think I was drinking that much. I think you guys were the drinkers.
Right.
And then I think...
Oh, I came to New York drinking a bottle of whiskey a day. I mean, I came to LA from New York. I was drinking a bottle of whiskey a day.
Like a full,
Ben,
like,
used
a bottle
to be the
bottle?
Best drinker in town. Right. I didn't really drink with you that often, but Ben would come.
Well,
drive.
Jace handled you. You could.
Ben
Jace
would
was
find
drunk,
me with
you
a
couldn't.
12 pack wherever I was, and just be like, "Let's go."
Jace
drink.
Was drunk, but you couldn't tell. Jace handled his liquor.
I got drunk
really
like a stepdad.
Well.
That like it was
no. Ben drank like a South Dakota person.
Jace was almost drinking like John Wayne or something. Yeah, like you couldn't tell he was drunk, but like he just needed it to like survive the bullet wound or something.
Exactly.
Like
I would drink it and then pour it on like an
pour it on
your hospice.
Yeah,
but Ben would drink and be like nuts,
right?
But he was still a
lot
of fun.
He would go sicko mode.
Anyway, let's. Well, we should wrap.
Let me finish
up.
One thought on Jace's brutal addiction.
Sure.
I will say that I get it. I I've actually had a bunch of moments where, especially when I'm very hungover,
right,
and I'm considering, you know, the anxiety of being super hungover. You're dehydrated and. You really just did a fucking number to your brain and blah, blah, blah. That will scare me into sobriety.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I'll even think, maybe I'll just never drink again. That lasts, to me, usually 48 hours max. And then, so I have that one next day where it's like, oh, I feel fucking amazing. Why would I ever? And then the next day comes, and it's like, I'm never drinking again, but I don't really, I mean, I'm not feeling great.
Yeah.
And then the next day where it's like, oh, wait, yeah, being sober fucking
I think
sucks.
I think the ultimate thing with me the same is like that it's like, I mean, I could drink out of like happiness. I could drink out of like, oh, this sucks, so I get an opportunity to drink. But I think when I drink in between all those times, it's because I'm like bored. I'm like simply like, fuck, this is, I'm just... This feels so regular, and I'm just like, I
can't
take
the regularness of life.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
I definitely, I mean,
I think I've
developed a problem. Existence is brutal. I mean, you guys are going to be dead soon.
I have an issue.
I'll be attending your funeral.
I
have a suit guy for
you guys'
funeral.
I pissed out a rock today. but I think I'm fine. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I have pebbles coming out of my dick hole, but I'm fine.
My urethra looks literally like a sandworm.
I'm pissing pebbles, right. Jace.
No, it's I don't care what anybody does. I'm just trying this thing out for me. You. And existence is brutal for, I think, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's quite good for me.
I guess I'm always
drunk.
The only reason I questioned you on it is because you've been pretty good with not drinking the last like 2-3 years I've known you.
Right.
And when I met you, you like were like an every night
the
drinker.
The big ones I'm trying
so
right
I've
now.
So I've always been like, well, what's Jace seems like he has it under control. Right. Like he can drink once
well, for me,
in
it's
a
like,
while.
It's like, it's not like there's a thing like, it's like, okay, I will stop doing heroin and then I will be fine. It's like, okay, do I cut out every single thing I'm addicted to? Do I stop doing 19 things?
Right.
Or do I pick, and for me right now, it's all drugs and alcohol, so like no weed or pills or anything, and then no porn, which has surprisingly been much harder than anything else.
I used to jack off. My jacking off would take 5 minutes max.
Yeah,
I started
jacking
off lately where it's, I'm now, I 40 minutes just passed. I've been looking for a video.
You're doing a fish concert.
I have to get drunk to watch porn. I'm nervous. I'm nervous they won't like me.
Well, that's Viagra to jack off.
I was reading about what that does to your dopamine system is crazy because your dopamine just regulates a
mine
normal amount.
Mine is 1,000% dopamine. Yeah. Because I'll do an Adderall.
No,
I'll do an Adderall for jacking off the porn. I'll do Adderall. Right. I'll be chugging caffeine all day. I'll go run 5 miles.
Right.
I'll get back and my mind is just still like, I'm not ready to go to sleep.
Right. So every time you jack your dopamine up, it actually decreases your, like, way above normal range.
Yeah.
It actually decreases your ability to make dopamine for everything else. So, like, if you, like, for me, it's like, if you're just doing that thing where you know, you're clicking through videos, like, you know, I'm like fucking the
that's
guy,
doing, yeah.
the Tank in the Matrix,
yeah,
just like between all the screens and everything.
you're like you're hacking something.
He goes, Neo, there's a new bang bus in Tap 7.
I'm doing the Minority Report.
Skip to 17 minutes in Tap 7 on the bang bus.
We have a gaper in Linkin Park. I can zoom in the Minority Report gloves and the balls. But no, it was like, so I was like jacking that dopamine up and I could definitely feel like, oh, the more I do this, it's like my regular life. I'm like, I don't have any energy. And like, I think I'm, because I did alcohol and drugs first and then I did porn second. I think I've been not watching porn for 2 weeks. And that's like, I was listening to the scientists talk about it. That's like a real, like the first 2 weeks, I'm like, oh, fuck, dude.
You can tell the mental brain.
It's literally like, I'm not even sad. It's like, I just don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm not sad. I just literally don't have my dopamine. Like, it's like, like just sputtering, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do anything, but it's slowly been getting.
Yeah,
I just I made a rule for myself where it's like if you're gonna jack off, it's got to be you got a 5 minute window. Boom, that's it.
You're like
if
SEAL
you can't
team,
do it, you're going right.
SEAL Team 6,
exactly.
Helicopter. Osama.
Yeah,
Osama. And then you're
we're
out
landing
of there.
The chopper. Right. That's me opening the laptop.
Go.
I have a rule
You're yelling, welcome to the suck.
What are your rules?
I have a rule for myself. It's if I'm going to jack off, it's in front of people against their will.
End it on that.
Let's end that.
That's perfect.